This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore High School football continues here with Danny Ventura, the regional high school sports editor for the Boston Herald. So our day just got a lot better, Danny, with you joining us. Thank you.
Wow, that's such a nice thing to say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's very nice.
All right. Well, I enjoy the segment as well.
All right. Well, Danny, I'm going to... Originally, I was going to talk about D1 football with you, but we'll get to that in just a moment. But let's just focus up on a couple of big games happening up here on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley, if you will. Your sports page, I think, is keeping a close eye on Friday's Lynn Classical Salem game at Manning Field at 5 o'clock. So what are you guys thinking about that game?
I think, you know, if you're a fan and you want to see, you know, the ball winging around with two good quarterbacks, two high-powered offenses, that's a good place to be. It's a 5 o'clock game at Manning Field. You know, Salem is undefeated. You know, they've had a great season. Lynn Classical is solid. You know, you get Brian Vaughn Jr. So they get this nasty kid who's putting up crazy numbers every week. He's like the Cooper Cup of the NEC there, of the GBL, rather. But, I mean, that's a game right there. You know, it's an interesting game. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I do, too, and I think both these teams are solid teams. I saw Classical against Peabody, or at least the second half of that game. They're for real. And then and you look at them at 4-1, you know, they have Revere next week, and then maybe a shot for the GBL title when they take on Everett in 2 weeks from this weekend. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, Everett has given up, you know, they've given up a few points. I mean, I don't know if they've got enough firepower to hang with them, but, you know, I think it could be an interesting game.
Well, I don't disagree with you, Danny, but, I mean, at least it would be, I guess, a title game, you would call it that anyways.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, and that's a 5 o'clock game at Manning Field. I know I will be there. I'm looking forward to it, to see this Salem team and, of course, Classical. So a great matchup there. There's a nice one up in the Merrimack Valley, too, this weekend, Danny.
Yeah, you have Bill Ricker and Methuen. Bill Ricker's undefeated. Methuen has bounced back nicely since the season-opening loss. I think that one may be, even though they've split the league into three divisions. Now, who's what, where, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I think eventually the MVC is going to have 12 divisions with one team in each division so they can get the everyone can get a trophy there. But I think this one might be the pseudo, you know, bragging rights in the league. I mean, if Bill Ricker beats them, you've got to assume that they've already beat Central Catholic, you know, that they're going to probably, you know, possibly go undefeated going into the playoffs.
Yeah. All right. Now, Division I, I got a chance to see the prep last week. They beat St. John's of Shrewsbury handily, I guess. You look at the score, 35-0. It could have, you know, they missed some offensive opportunities to the prep in the first quarter, believe it or not. And Coach St. Pierre wasn't thrilled with his offense after that game. But yet, they're back at it. I'm trying to sort out, and I'd love to get your take on this. Who are the powers in Division I? Are they all coming out of the Catholic Conference? Of course, CM plays the prep next week. They're in D2, there's that. But what do you think about the powers? Yeah.
Yeah, I think with all due respect to anyone else, I do think that it is a big three of sorts in Division I. I think you've got the prep, I think you've got Xaverian, and you've got Springfield Central. I think after that, you know, Methuen could be the best of the rest. You know, Lincoln Sudbury has beaten Methuen, so they're, you know, Needham has beaten Lincoln Sudbury. I don't know if they've got enough to be able to match up with the big three. I mean, that's how I see it. And I think Central Catholic, even though they're 1-4 right now, I don't know if they can beat any of the top three teams, but, you know, in a first-round game, I would not want to face them because I think they're dangerous enough that they could beat anybody from 4 on down.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking, I don't know how these D1 power ratings will shake down. I'm not really paying attention to them myself for another week or two. That's just my take on it. That's just what I believe anyway, but I
agree with you.
I will respect coaches who are following it and know, because I know it's their business, you know, so to speak, and they would be foolish not to be watching it from week to week because it's important to them for a lot of reasons. Scheduling in the future, for example, might be one, and that'd be a very good one, you know what I mean? But I think that getting that one or two seed or that one seed could be critical, or having them sorted out correctly to get to Gillette for D1.
Absolutely, you know that. You know, if you're the two or the three seed, you may have to beat two of the top three teams there. to be the state champion. You know, that one seed gets, you know, probably gets the break, you know, because I'm assuming they're going to be heavily favored over whoever is in the other semifinal game. And 2 and 3 will be, you know, butting heads.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, we covered a lot of things. I had some of the games noted here, but, you know, I'm looking at the games, and, you know, CM does play St. John's of Shrewsbury this weekend. Zavarian, I'm glad you mentioned Zavarian. They're in the mix as well, as you pointed out. I guess they play them the following week to CM. So, anyway, are there other games, or do you want to comment more on this Catholic Conference race at all?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think it's exciting. I mean, CM, I really thought Zavarian had a good shot to beat him, and they were one play away from winning that game. And it's got to be frustrating for Zavarian, because as good as CM has been, they've had the opportunity to beat them 3 times in the last 5 years and come up short every time. And twice on the last play, last year's game, they got a pass, you know, pass interference call. You know, they don't get that play. That kept CM's winning drive alive. So, you know, Zavarian has proven they can play with them. They hung in there with Springfield Central, but at some point, you've got to get over the hump. And until they can do that, you can't put them in there with a St. John's Prep who has gotten over the hump.
Yeah, but you're still right. Looking at that score from last Friday with CM beating Zavarian just by the 3-point margin, 41-38, that's called having a respectable loss, I think. You know what I mean? For sure.
Well, I mean, I don't think anyone likes a moral victory, but I mean, the one thing that would be encouraging if you're Zavarian is that, you know, their best offensive player, Charlie Camella, did not play, and the word is that he's probably, you know, he got injured in the preseason, actually in a summer 7-on-7, and he's supposedly is close to coming back. So that would be a huge help to them.
All right, I'm going to just jump over to the Cape Ann League, where you have Linfield 5-0 at 4-0 Amesbury. I think you have some contrasting styles here in this matchup, but an interesting matchup Friday night in Amesbury.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got somebody going over there. Like you said, you know, it looks like Linfield likes to throw the ball. Amesbury loves to run the ball. So I think it's one of those games where getting out fast will be big. Probably more so for Amesbury than Linfield.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, I talked to both coaches. I didn't talk to Pat LaMusta of Linfield. Rick Moore did, but I heard him on the game, and I heard and I talked to Colin McQueen of Amesbury last week and over the weekend. And you know, he was saying that I think one of their last Linfield games, they did actually throw the football more than they might normally, because that's what Linfield was giving them. And Linfield coach Pat LaMusta said, yeah, this team runs all the time, but they were passing against us before, you know. So, you know, maybe this thing something will happen, because Amesbury, who, you know, I think Colin McQueen was quoted, you know, I think I heard him on talking with Rick a few weeks ago saying, we tried to throw the ball 3 times, but we actually only threw it once. I love that, you know, so whatever.
It's funny you say that, because, you know, we were talking earlier about Salem Lynn Classical, and the assumption is it's going to be first team to 40 wins, and a lot of times those games wind up 14-13. So like you said, you never know.
You know, it's funny, though. I wouldn't have thought that myself, because I'm looking at both these two teams, and I think both teams have really good defenses. I mean, that's what I'm looking at in some of these scores. I mean, Salem could not have beaten Danvers without a good defense. And I haven't seen them this year, but I've seen Classical, and I was very impressed with the way they get to the ball and hit. And so I look at it kind of as a low-scoring game myself, but I'll be proven wrong, I'm sure, you know, but...
First time for everything, Bill.
That's right. Let's go with that. Let's just go with that. I was so nice when we introduced you, you know, but yeah, let's just go with that. Yeah. All right, Danny, anything else to share with us?
I think that's about it.
You know, it's funny, Danny. I got to share this with you. This is an odd thought, and I'm wasting your time with this. But you know,
not at all.
But I, you know, when I look up your phone number, you know, I scroll down through A through B, C, D, you know, get down to the end, and I always consider V to be right at the very end of the alphabet. But it's really not that close to the end. It's what, like 5 letters away or something like that. You know what I mean? I always thought it was like X, Y, Z. You know, but right there in that group. And I know it's not, but. You probably never felt that way, because all through school you were, you know, not the last person picked. You know what I mean?
No? Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah, right. It's like five letters from the end of the alphabet, V. Yeah. So, and I'm looking in my phone book there on the phone, and I just jump to the end. I go, oh, I got to scroll back up a few here because it's not right at the end.
That means I'm ahead of Matt Williams.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you wouldn't think Williams. That's a great point. That's my point. Exactly. A lot of W's out there for last names, and you don't think of them as being the last ones, but yet they are run of the last. But I don't know why. It's just an odd thought I had, and I thought I would share it with you someday. But and there probably wasn't ever a right time to do it, but I did it. Sorry.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm apologizing. That's the way I always
do. No need to.
All right, Danny, let's see if I can make the cutting floor, that last segment hit the cutting floor here on this. But anyways, great talking with you. Thanks for your time, and we'll see you soon.
Take care.
Yeah, Danny V, regional high school sports editor, Boston Herald. We're here with us on MSONewsSports.com.